Hello, and welcome to Shine On, Sista, where you learn to shine your light in life, business, and beyond. It started off as a dream. It was all you thought about. You'd be in your cube or your office fantasizing about it. You'd swoon anytime it entered your mind. You couldn't wait for the day you could work it day and night. What am I talking about? Your dream business, of course. What were you thinking? Hi, I'm Jennifer Covington, your life coach and business strategist, and today I'm going to be discussing a very important topic. Remember dreaming of your dream business? You couldn't wait to be together. You couldn't wait for the day that you could be together forever. No day job pulling away your attention. No more wasting time and energy on things that just didn't matter. You wanted to be head over heels, in it to win it, in it for the long haul with your dream business. But now the honeymoon is over. So this really relates to you if you've been in business for a little bit and you have lost that loving feeling. What are you supposed to do? How do you get it back? What was once a dream now feels draining. What was once a fantasy now feels demanding. What used to feel like the path to total eternal bliss now feels like a total drag. What happened? Now, while you probably want to blame your business, it's so demanding, right? There's to-do lists, there's so much to do, you have to wear all these different hats. But I'm going to tell you what really happened. You used to be fun. You used to experiment. You used to play and get messy. And now you're so serious. You're all about perfection. You're following cookie cutter formulas. And you're just not fun and filled with passion anymore. It's not your business's fault. I'm going to have to point the finger at you. But don't fret, that's why I'm here. I'm gonna help you fall back in love with your business. I have 4 ways specifically that you can fall in love with your business today. Are you ready to hear those 4 things? Okay, so the first way that you can fall back in love with your business is to be fun and messy again. Not messy like gossipy messy, but just being willing to play and have fun, not have it be perfect. Get back to that loving feeling when things were experimental. Don't be afraid to get experimental again and have a little bit of fun. Trust me, when you approach business this way, you're gonna have hearts in your eyes in no time. The second way you can fall back in love with your business is to get gussied up again. This is really for my work at home warrior goddesses who maybe yoga pants and sports bras and sweats have taken over your life. Trust me, I get that. I've been there, I go there. It's okay if you go there sometimes too. However, if the va-va-voom is missing from your business, throw on some lipstick, put on a tassel or some sparkles and see if you don't type a little faster, help your clients a little bit more, and just have more fun in your business. So don't be afraid to spruce up and get a little gussied up for the day. Also, and I say this so much, this is your way number 3, choose progress over perfection. Now, of course, you've heard me talk about this so much, so many times, but in this context, it's a little different where I don't want you nagging and nitpicking your business. If there's a typo, if you send this out at the wrong time, if you aren't on the cover of the business magazine of your choice, you're whining, you're complaining, and you're just feeling down in your business. Don't do it. It doesn't work in our partnerships in real life, and it doesn't work with your business either. Instead, celebrate what you do right. Celebrate what's going well in your business. And trust me, you will see your dreams come true so much faster. And my 4th way to get the love back into your business is to be in it for the long haul. Really commit. As you know, with any relationship and any partnership, when you have that mind of being in it for the long haul, you treat it a little bit differently. Business is not a sprint, it is a marathon. Every day it requires you to recommit, re-up, and say, I'm all in. Now, not every day is going to bring that giddiness of new love, but when you're in it for the long haul, you will find that your business will really reward you in a way that few other relationships can. So just like with your long-term relationships, when you really invest the time and the patience into those long-term relationships, you are rewarded tenfold. So that's how to fall back in love with your business. I would love to hear all about your passion and your business. Do you play nice and do you love up your business more times than not? Or are you constantly ghosting and making your business feel like a total reject? It's okay. It's a safe space. You can tell me, no judgment. Not to mention, today's a new day and I know you're going to turn over a new leaf now that you know these four ways to love up your business. Now, if you want an even deeper dive in how to show mad love to your business, I created a freebie for you at jennifercovington.com/freebie, and that's F-R-E-E-B-I-E. It's an intensive training on how to really love up your business online, so you definitely want to check that out. Now, get down on one knee, make that commitment, and shine on, sister.